Don't let all these stories that are thrust at you, God wouldn't this and God wouldn't that. God will do exactly what he wants to do. Know it. Without your limitations. Your limitations limit you. And you limit what God may do through you. I don't know about all the rest of you in this room, but Dorma intends to make it. So maybe she's not a bad one to trip along after. You get far enough along, you understand this mechanism. And failure is not among your favorite words. We are going to have energy abundantly. And in the creating of this energy, we will also shield abundantly. And it all comes from the same simple source of cellular life in light. Sounds pretty complicated. It is until you understand it. And it is so simple that you cannot find those little fragments to hook them up because you complicate everything. That's fine. The time is not at hand. But I'm going to say now, in wrapping this up, whether you like it, don't like it, deny it, turn away from it, and each one makes that decision, not mine. You don't say, oh, hey, Hatton. You can say to Hatton, hey, buddy, count me in. It's still between you big guys. I'm a messenger. I had a petition from one whose family's missing in India. Would I tell them? Is there death or is there still living? It's very, very hard for me to respond as I have to. I cannot tell them. I am not a fortune teller. Dorma is accused and edicted in a court of law that she is me. Now, supposing these lips say Sabu is alive, that may give some measure of relief. Supposing these lips say Sabu is dead, the hope is gone. The prayers are gone. Why would I do that? Because always, as long as you are connected to God, there is hope. Hope. Stranger things have happened, haven't they? As they unearth a child after a week. Don't limit God by limiting your own hope mechanism. My journey here is not for fortune telling, not for causing her to be a psychic. There are great and gifted ones with insight. Maya is here. Maya is attuned to that as a gift from as a writer, and understand that I understand why these petitions come to her, simply because that is your way of knowing they get to me. But if I respond through her, then we have put it on a very human level. I will also do that often because I know that ones are not hearing. because you're focused on getting your response from where you sent the message. And sometimes it is nothing more, and I know that many, many ones write, because early on I said, sit down and write it. And if you have no place to send it to me. Because in the writing of it, you have looked at it. And in those instructions to yourself, you have the resolution. Don't undersell yourselves. You are the reflection of God, and you would not be here to serve now were you not worthy and accepted in that capacity, even if you do not yet know what it is. When the time is at hand, you will know. And for some, it may never materialize. That depends on you and what you want to happen. I, like all your other brothers and sisters in here, want you to want the same goal. That's unrealistic. Every individual has its own metamorphosis. Tell me.
Would you like another tape?
No. Unless we're going to get some questions. Then let's let him change it.
Paul, go ahead, quickly.
You got time on the tape? Okay.
Let's try.
Commander, when you talk about becoming one with God and the creation, are you talking objectively, like there are actually two objects, me and you, that are distinct, separate beings now that become one?
No.
The reason I'm asking that is because I find myself often conceiving of objectively as if we were separate. And therefore, the idea of becoming one carries the idea of, to me, of not yet attaining, of having to arrive at one's in one place and one's in another place, and the two have to get into the same place. And therefore, it sounds objective. And yet, it seems to me there must be the subjective underneath where we're already one. God is one. The creation is one.
Keep going. You're doing fine.
And if God and the creation are one, then I can assume that God and the creation is inherently and perfectly subjective rather than objective.
Well, it becomes both. Just as you have gone through this rigmarole, there are different roles to be played, different expressions and experiences to be gone through.
Yes, but is that not in the objective realm?
Well, we could talk objective, subjective, you know, and never come into a oneness with the concept, because the two do not really merge. And what you're asking is something that says it's either or.
No, maybe I sound like I am, but I don't think it's either or. I think the one comes out of the other.
It does.
I think the objective comes out of the subject.
The entirety of everything is the allness of it. Now, where you get into a bottle is trying to make some kind of sense out of this experience. And when you try to figure out the experience of a physical expression on a given planet is where you go into trouble, because you have to wash that out before you can be one with Creator and know this was an illusion of an experiencing, expressing Creator. And within the creation, there is only allness when God Creator is expressing as creation also. So this is highly, highly complicated in its perception to human consciousness, because your consciousness is all of this that appears to be, but is only a memory the moment that you, in the moment of experience, it becomes the memory you see.
So then everything in the objective realm is memory.
Right. Thought. It is the thought expression projected, manifested by God. So where are you? Where are you? You ain't here.
We've got to be prior to that. To all of that.
You're also after that, aren't you? And you're not here now. Well, you tried to explain that too. Let's hear it. I'm tired of that one. If yours is like that,
it is, but it's a little bit different. My question is this, can you correct me? I read something which you wrote, which said that dispersion of an entity's physical body by nuclear blast affects the spirit part and or scars it.
Yes.
Through eternity. Is that correct?
It doesn't necessarily have to be throughout all eternity, but yes.
And but it's of a scarring nature upon the spirit, soul, entity.
It's damaging, yes.
Or at least a period.
Yes.
Or a long period. Then if that be true, then to have any, in that even one spirit, entity, soul fragment of God reflection light be harmed in such a manner through nuclear blast and so forth would be kind of like, in my eyes personally, letting the enemy darkness forces win by doing the scarring of a soul entity, because death by any other means, from my knowledge of the reading and so forth, is not harmful except for the nuclear blast, right?
No, there are other things too, but nuclear blasts is what you can relate to. What we're talking about, and maybe it'll make it a little more simple to consider in your thinking process. There are other things that are more damaging or more dispersing to the energy form that is your soul. Now, we have to go back to this being illusion. So what have you basically done? This one always gets me in trouble when I say, all right, let's assume you now are God. And yet there's no other way to express this particular thought. You are now God. God thinks you. And you become manifest. Now, where is this thought going to experience that is now manifest? Well, if it is in a consciousness, it's going to be in basically a physical realm where consciousness can perceive and make choices. So this becomes the soul-growing lesson phase of God's expression. Have I created myself out there into a situation that I can properly control through the laws, also structured, and become working creation? Particle beam blasts will disperse that soul energy if it is drawn from prana energy, which is life resource, everything around you. Always, when you are getting into these massive subjects of who am I, who is God, you have to stop thinking in terms of anything that you recognize around you. You are talking now about what is God, and God is light, focused. There's no even, you know, there's no really going out and coming back. There is the perception of going away from and coming back. That is the life perception cycle. What is actually happening is you are going nowhere. Everything is going like this. Constricting, compressing, expanding. God is breathing, let's say. So you will find an expression in which to experience. Obviously, you want to experience something that ones around here are experiencing, or you would be in Lower Slobovia today. You might not think that an alternative, but you see, everything is an alternative. Your next breath is an alternative. So when we talk about the damage to the soul, you also have to understand that in the manifestation or the condensing of this energy form, let's get into physics. This always makes Dr. Jung moan, groan, and oh goodness, he's going to get into physics and nobody ever tells it like that.
He left.
He knew I was going to get into physics. You are about 6 ounces. You. That'll be a relief to all of you always on a diet.
6 ounces where?
Well, after you have a baby, there's a bit more. You know, you're feeding too. But there is legitimately a way to measure that at death. If you could measure the body, you would find it to be approximately 6 ounces lighter after the spirit has withdrawn. So you literally have a traveling, pulsing, living energy form. Now, do you really go anywhere? No. You will study all of this that is manifest around you for a while. You may sever that cord and go home. You may travel around for a while. Once that energy form is severed from the body, rarely will it take up residence in it again. For that reason, many won't let go of that body for quite a while, just in case you change your mind. And depending on the level of your progression and understanding and knowing is how attached you will be to that physical form. Most of you would be very happy to cut out just, well, I remember now, and that's enough. But you won't do that because of the responsibility accepted by that energy form to help other fragments also equally, little manifestations beginning their journey, so that God can express in his thought. Now what happens? You have 6 ounces, give or take a little, floating around, integrated with all that is. So you are now a part of that magnificent all. But it still has direction, it still has identity, it still has its DNA imprint in each energy molecule, each energy atom of you. There is blueprint. Prana energy under force can cause a chain reaction that will blow apart your energy form. That doesn't mean it cannot reassemble, because you cannot destroy. You are like a hologram. You blow up a hologram. Each particle will bear your blueprint, or the blueprint of that whole that you were visualizing. Nuclear blast will sever, very frequently sever, parts of your genetic blueprint. Does that mean that it cannot recover? If it is alone out here in this mass with nothing for it to associate with of its own self, it will drift around much like the little mitochondria until it finds the rest of itself. And when you have nuclear destruction, it hurts you. It treats the soul very much as an explosion of physical form would treat the body. It blows it apart. And it sometimes just takes infinite amounts of experience for it to reassemble. Can it be reassembled? Of course. Because with creator form, it will be. But part of the experience is to allow that to re-find itself. Now, you're talking a long time, but I want to tell you, in infinity, there is a long time. Not as long as you might think for active participation, because there will always come, after the myriad cycles, a period of voidance where expression has gone out there, and it will pause before it returns completely back within itself. And in that time of avoidance, there will be rest of all. Maybe you'll call it recreation. Maybe you'll call it sleep. But everything in a moment of time or perceived time will rest. It is the reason for the downfall of civilizations. Nuclear holocaust will always bring a finalizing of the play. Now, why would that be? That is because it's bad enough when man learns to create life. you can now create and duplicate. You cannot breathe life into what you duplicate. But it's close enough that if it can rise above its programming, it can regain its breath of life, its soul expression. When man can create death, it's unacceptable. And you've been able to do it. When you can create the destruction of soul energy, you damage God, and it will not be allowed. And at those times, we mop-up crew always get sent in.
Before or after?
Before. So you can be thereafter.
I can see how that would be acceptable to God to have that happen. And the second part of the question, I didn't mean to interrupt you, would be how often on the placements does that happen? Does it happen very infrequently, often, sometimes not too often, too often?
Often.
Too often.
Every civilization does it. Every civilization does it. You have a larger cycle change. You are moving into an incredible cycle change where 7 years ago, you're into the seventh year, actually. You literally, Mother became a breathing, thinking entity of her own right. You have this, and I'm going to sound like, you know, one of these. God prepares a place. Actually, you prepare it for self. And there is a place. And you will very much perceive it to be a duplicate of what you have here on which to express. Because, you see, you are in a changing cycle that many of you will not change energy forms. You're working to make that transition in some kind of recognizable form. That's an experience that you want to do. It also means that you are, as guides and leaders, etc., moving into an area where you must also be the leader, the teacher, and you must have some of that same form recognized by your students, if you will. I'm trying to make it simplistic. Please understand that. And this is the transition point at which you've arrived. In this expression, don't for 1 minute think this is your only expression. Your old hands, you would have thought you would have learned by now. And the facts are, you did. And the follow on to those facts are something that bothers you and bothers you and bothers you because at some level you know, and yet you are trained and you are accepting a role in which you must consider that could not be. That's far out thought on my part. I must not somehow consider myself God to the point that I think I can control these things. Because once you know that is true, you have a tendency to wipe out. You're there. It's over. There's no point in any of this other misery going on. And when you came back this time, you of the command came back knowing that you knew and agreeing not to do that. Not to bring damage, not to bring instant gratification is very, very hard for me. To watch you ones who literally have been my teachers going through some of the conscious confusion and agony that I know I could fix. Just like the mother and father, I don't want my children to blunder out there in front of that train. It's going to hurt them. And yet my job is to teach you not to go in front of the train, or at the least get out of the way of it. So you are expressing, you're not young new souls. These babies are not young new souls, and they know it. And they'll make you dance a jig before they succumb to that final curtain that you always pull down over them, so that they cannot make their journey. And yet the largest error that all parents make is in also coming to the realization that they are knowing, and let them become little brats with no discipline. Because let me tell you, for every little good angel on their shoulder, you got 47 over here. Go ahead and do it. It'll really tick her off. I give up. I'm going to stomp that cat. I'm going to squash that bird. A child has to grow. But you cannot have invisible angels running your world. You've got to do it. There had to be the physical expression on your place to do the physical work. It all may be in the spirit as far as what you are efforting to accomplish, but confound it, it requires hands and feet. And you're it. All these other ones around you are experiencing in the physical. And if you can do it, you can show your brother the way. If you just want miracles and magic, you have gained nothing. And I know that most of you get weary and you'd just soon not gain anymore. But you would not still be here if at some level you know, and you wouldn't miss it for anything.
Have a minister in this church, do you need to go through divinity school or go through that kind of stuff, or how do you go about doing it?
No, you don't want to ruin it. Just the next time I'm not doing anything, I'll anoint you.
Can I continue a card?
Fill out an application.
Well, we'll have to work at that.
Excuse my parents' ignorance, because whether it be real or not, I don't know. Because if as I said many, many times over again, as I said many times over again, shall I use that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it should work. And I don't want you to feel that you're interrupting, or there are no silly questions. They're games that people play.
All right, thank you. What I wanted to ask is, I've heard you say many times over again that nuclear war will be coming, it is coming, it will be there, it will happen, and so forth. But my confusion here is the mopping crews. I mean, they will come, they are here, or it will happen, will it or will it not? I'm not exactly sure.
Nuclear war?
Yes.
The way you're headed in the hierarchy of the world, you are marching along, number one, to the prophecies. Dorma may not remember specifically your letter. I do. And that was a very humble question, and I'm glad that you would speak up and ask that question again.
Thank you.
I am not a psychic. I'm not going to tell your fortune, and yet I make a statement that says you are going to have a nuclear war. Why do I think you're going to have a nuclear war? Because I see no signs of it being otherwise. And you are on the ragged edge of it now. When and if you rise up in the United States and say, I will not take a Russian hierarchy. I will not take an Antichrist as my leader. That's one thing. Put that aside. You are structured so that every radical extremist nation, and of course the nation is not, nations with leaders having been bribed, promised, given away, sold out their people. When these ones come into conflict, and you will see why it will be in the Middle East that the conflict will start, because this is the seat of both the Antichrist at this moment and the Christ perception. Doesn't matter whether they're there or not. This is the perception. And someone, when the time is absolutely appropriate and proper, will push that button. And once you have loosed missiles, then comes the response. You don't even have to physically respond. Once they are released, say those missiles aimed at you from the Ukraine, once out of their holder, triggers these over here of yours, and they're going to go. So it is just a matter of when you'll be able to change the thought travel of the ones who have this power in their hands. And I see no signs that it lessens, it worsens. There was a time not too many years ago that had ones gathered in and gone up and insisted. But I have to remind you, the Plan 2000 has been in active operation since long before the turn of your century. And I want to put it there because the big first step to this one world controlling order under literally Satan's rule, and I use that as the total absence of godly behavior, nothing else. I don't want to get into moralistic things. I'm talking now about ones who say they do not believe in God, are basically your adversary if you do. And when we speak of God, of course, the most evil monster, Satan, is a god. So what are we talking about? I am talking wholly about the positive, lighted God of creation. You see, this other God over here cannot create. He can only destroy and manipulate that which has already been created. So all ones will come and they'll play back and forth, back and forth. It is now time to come into the alignment with. Are you going to come into the alignment with Creator? Regardless of what you think of his messengers or anything else, or are you going to continue locked in this illusion of physical limitation where you can only deal with the manipulators and manipulation, whether that be through cloning, reproduction of human, reproduction of animal? You cannot be creator of life. You can only be creator of things. The best thing that you can do for everyone around, including self, is to understand that. Well, you don't have to understand it. Acknowledge it so that it's always there as you witness and watch what happens. Then you get the players, you get the picture, and you see what's happening. And then I'm going to repeat what I've said over and over again, and nobody feels godly enough to accept the responsibility. One energy fragment could change everything if you take the power. But you will not take the power until you have grown into the responsibility of that power that you take. That is the difference in God Creator and satanic hierarchy. They will always get you by force, one way or another, bribery, trickery, or force. God will never do that. Therefore, you've got to learn your lessons. You've got to experience what is going on. You've got to know your enemy, even if you don't recognize him. And then one day, you will take that responsibility and you will change this thing.
Just but how will that person know? Or how will that one know?
You will know. You will know. There will just not be a question of not knowing. And until then, you live your own experience in your own expression as well as you can within those concepts, knowing also that you're in a bad position. All of you are, because you are the most compassionate of all the beings expressing. And to think of those children, this is why they can manipulate you. This is why your enemy can manipulate you. Because you cannot leave that starving child in Ethiopia or Sudan or Somalia. It bears on your soul. And as you make this journey through, you're going to have to know. If they bring down the population of this planet, which they will do, this planet was created for 500 million beings, walking beings. It will be reduced in number if it survives. So knowing that, you know that you're going to have to either succumb also, hopefully to get away from this experience coming, or you will have to blind yourself and keep going. All of these ones off to the side. This is the lesson of Noah. Not a boat. Not a bunch of animals. They denied God when he gave his instructions. Doesn't matter what you're going to go through. It matters if you can hear the instructions. And it was not time that Noah and his bunch just simply learned to express in a higher dimension. They had to do their physical thing too. And it was no more unrealistic at that time in the evolution of the planet to think there would be water to wipe them out. Because once again, you would be tilting. You're going to have water where there's land. Water will seep. It's going to run downhill. And sure, they were all lined up just like they're going to be by the silver craft. Only the silver craft is going to be like Noah's Ark. It's going to be out there somewhere. And you're going to have to be able to get from here out there. Does that mean that all those nice craft will not be visible? No, they will be visible to receive visible physical form. That means there are going to be so many that they will not be able to get down here. Can I get you, I, Hatan, get you through that light beam? Yes. But the servers must get through the light beam and be able to function. And that impact of that kind of energy will probably cause most bodies just to transition right there. So we have a very physical job to be done. And you're going to have to do it while all those are clinging to you now. Take me, take me, take me. Have you changed your mind about the way it is? No, but I want off here. And you're my mother, my father, my brother. You're my friend. I know I stomped you and I hurt you and I sent you to prison and I cut your throat. But I changed my mind now. And you're godly, so you gotta take me. No. There will be no evil brought into the kingdom of God. That journey must be made into the next expression. That is the level of your growth. And if you have not grown enough yourself to be able to let go and take up your responsibility where it lies, then you will be here with them. You will not yet have learned. And unfortunately for all of you, and this is why